February is Black History Month, and there's no better place in Chicago to celebrate that history is at the DuSable Black History Museum and Education Center. The museum is proud of its diverse holdings that number more than 15,000 pieces and artifacts, include paintings, sculpture, print works, and historical memorabilia. Special exhibitions, workshops, and lectures are featured to highlight works by particular artists. Historical events are collections on loan from individuals and institutions. There is plenty to see and do, and tomorrow is the inaugural DuSable Museum Day. To talk about all of that is Perry Ermers, the CEO of the DuSable Black History Museum and Education Center. Perry, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us on the map. You know, this, the DuSable Museum started over 65 years ago with the work of a woman named Margaret Taylor Burroughs. Please share that story.
Absolutely. So our museum was actually founded in 1961, so we'll be celebrating our 65th anniversary next year. But Margaret Burroughs was the original Renaissance woman. She was an educator above all, and she was an artist and a poet in her own right. And as she looked around in the late 50s, early 60s, and saw that there was a real dearth of places for Black children and Black people to go and learn about our history and our culture and our art. And she decided to do something about it, and she started the DuSable Museum.
Very, very cool. And the rest is history, of course. Now, tomorrow I noticed that it's Inauguration Museum Day at the DuSable. Tell us what that's all about.
Yes. So a group of our aldermen from the City Council Black Caucus and others have come together along with the Chicago Urban League and our friend, the CEO of the Urban League, Karen Freeman Wilson, to recognize the DuSable Black History Museum for the valuable and important institution that it is, and have actually begun an effort to have and recognize an annual DuSable Museum Day on the third weekend of Black History Month. So tomorrow, we're going to start at 10 a.m. Admission is going to be free all day from 10 to 5. And we want everybody to come out. The mayor's going to stop by. We've got a few more folks, wonderful people and supporters who are going to cut the ribbon to welcome the city to the DuSable Museum Day.
That's great. Wonderful. 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 Yeah, now let's talk about some of your exhibits, starting with The Many Colors of Us. It's for children's, family, and adults, too.
It is, and it really is concentrated on young kids, ages maybe 2 to 10. So we tell all the kids, hey, bring your parents out to the museum. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll let them in if they're with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful exhibit. It was created by the Dolores Cole Education Foundation, and it's all about diversity. It's called The Many Colors of Us. And it really teaches kids how everyone is much more alike than they are different. So from the little baby dolls in the cribs of every shade and color to the hair salon with different types of hair to style, to the international food truck where kids can fulfill orders for everything from sushi to tacos to challah and everything in between, and it's just a wonderful, fun, interactive play space and learning space for young kids and young families.
There's also a lot of other great exhibits. The Art of Our Storytellers, selections from the Johnson Publishing Company collection, which were the publishers of Ebony and Jet. There's a Freedom Origin and Journey, and of course there's the Harold Washington story. How can you get involved in the museum, Perry?
Well, if you go to our website, DuSableMuseum.org, You can become a member, you can donate, you can volunteer. And, you know, membership is just really important, and our memberships are very affordable. We have student and senior memberships for just $30 a year. Hey, you can't beat that. And our individual and family memberships are $60 and $90 a piece. So very affordable. It will keep you engaged. We really strive to continue to show beautiful artwork, beautiful exhibits, but also telling stories of Black excellence every day of the year. And, you know, Black history is American history. You can't tell one story without the other. And, you know, I would love for people to just come out not only this weekend, not only during February, but all year long. And especially in the summer. I know we're getting kind of tired of the cold, snowy weather, but summertime is really a wonderful time to be at the DuSable in the beautiful, historic Washington Park. Concerts and festivals, and, you know, when you're a member, you get to enjoy all of that and feel the pride of supporting this wonderful institution.
Perry Ermer is the CEO of the museum, DuSableMuseum.org. Enjoy the special day tomorrow, Perry, and thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Take care.